Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello everyone, Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For anybody that might be unfamiliar with my voice, my name is Peter Mingles. We do this radio show on Sundays, live or replay, with a great friend of ours. Her name is Jody Bear. And Jody and I have been doing this radio show for a long time. Actually, we've grown decades old together. That's crazy. I can't even believe I'm saying that. But the way we got started is she was doing something, and a friend of mine said, hey, you got to talk to Jody. And I said, okay, I'll talk to Jody. And the first time that I spoke to her, I said, oh, wow, there's an energy in this conversation. There's just something about her that I think we're going to be working together forever. And at that very time that we started working together, something happened with a company she was working with, and she had to kind of remove, you know, some stuff around a little bit. And I said, you know, one of the great things about Building Fortunes Radio is we're going to be able to document your level of success. And we've done so lots of times over and over again on Building Fortunes Radio. Well, today she's got a great guest host. And, I'm trying to think of an analogy that I could say would describe what it'd be like to work with Jody. So here we go. So imagine that, like, your best friend who you trusted said to you, come on, let's go. I go, where are we going? Just come on, let's go. I'm like, okay. And you got to put this blindfold on. You're like, really? Okay, it's going to be fun. Okay. And it's going to be a ride. It's like a little bit of like a roller coaster ride. Like, is this thing safe? Are you sure? Like, are you kidding me? Are we going? Like, are you sure? Like, okay, just trust me. And then you take off the blindfold and you go on this magical ride all over the place, up and down and all around. And like the highs are so high, it's just like incredible. And what I mean by that is, you know, we've worked through different companies. We've worked with Jody as a health coach, helping people lose millions of pounds. At least it feels that way. Then we've helped Jody. I introduced Jody to a camera on a computer and a phone, and I said, Jody, you got to kind of do this web stuff with me. And we started doing web meetings together, and then all of a sudden she took off with that. And then it's like kind of like, hey, Jody, you got to do this Clubhouse thing, and she took off with that. And then Jody met a few other people, and she starts writing books. And, of course, like I said, with Jody, it's like that roller coaster. It's going to be like, okay, well, we're going to start doing books, but why don't we just start off at best-selling books? Like, okay. So it's like, well, yeah, sure. Let's go for it. So she's been doing books for a while now, and every time I talk to her, she's like, Peter, do you want to know? We're best-selling book over in this country, best-selling book in this country. I'm like, you just started. How in the world is this possible? But it is. So, like, with Jody just being on that wonderful roller coaster, they just kind of enjoy it, and you just see it getting better and better and bigger and more fun and more fun. Well, tonight is going to be another one of those radio shows. But if you go back to buildingfortunesradio.com/Jody, you'll be able to hear this as well as previous radio shows that we've done. And, Jody, when I saw that you had this guest, I said, you know, we're going to extend this radio show, so you got the extra minutes on this radio show as much as you need, because I figured we would need it as well. So I'll let you do your introduction. And I muted out your guest, so guest, don't worry, I'm going to turn your microphone on in a second. Jody's going to do her introduction. We're going to do a little commercial break. We're going to come back with this great guest, and then I'll turn your microphone back on. So, Jody, back to you.
You turn the microphone on, you turn the microphone off. Peter, you can do whatever you want. You are my production bestie. I love the 3B effect. You know what it is? You're my bestie.
No.
We put on a blindfold together. You know why? Because it's belief. I think about what Les Brown says, that we need in this crazy world right now, we need a community of heart-centered servant leaders, and they serve in love and joy. And that's what you do. And I'm so grateful for you. And, yes, we're going on after August. We're on year 11. My goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
And for those of you that don't know me, I am Dr. Jody Bear, known as America's top foundational health coach. And Peter is right. It's a little bit off on the number, but that's okay, Peter. I've had the pleasure and the honor of bringing on 30,000 clients into my program, and it's 1.1 million pounds of toxic fat lost. In the COVID era, it's 3,000 people have reclaimed, regained, and restarted their life. Because no food, no enjoyment feels as good as health feels. But the good news, ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there right now, I can make sure that the next pounds lost, the next health reclaimed, the next one can be yours. And one thing that I will say, I put it off from my solo book that went international bestseller in 5 countries and 1.1 million books and downloads in the first 5 days. It was crazy wonderful. And I've had people say, Jody, can you please do a mastermind? I said, yeah, but I got to get this project over. Yeah, but I got to get this project over. Now, this project, at least phase one, is behind me. And I'm going to make an announcement tonight. And you can see it all over social media. Please go to Healthopedia 365 because starting next week, we are going to showcase. We have 40 authors in this latest book. We're going to showcase every single author, one author per week, and give them shine because it's a community of heart-centered, achievement-driven leaders leading in love. And I'm very excited about this. So go to Instagram. Go to my new page. We only have 12,000 followers so far. And it is Healthopedia. It's Healthopedia, P-E-D-I-A, 365. And you can also email me at healthopedia365@gmail.com if you want to be in on our mastermind starting on the 17th. It's ridiculously affordable. It's only $97. All you got to do is go to my website, buy my book, drjodee.com. Buy my 21 Days to Your Best. You buy it from my website. You know why? Then I can send it from my inventory, and I can autograph it to you. And we will begin this 8-week journey, the 21 days in 8 weeks for your best you, your best life, and that's what it's all about. What can I do in those 6 pillars of health to make you and your life the best that it can possibly be? And you've heard me talk on our show about my 1984 vision to mission. Now it is in the process of fruition. I can truthfully say with my 6 books over these last 3 years, 5 have been compilation books with Ignite Publishing, or 4 rather, I should say. 1 was my solo book. Like I said, we did 5-country bestseller, 1.1 million downloads and books sold in the first 5 days. I'm humbled and honored to say people are ready for this information. They know that they need more than just a life going to a doctor, getting 10 minutes of a script, and then living their life through a bowl of petroleum-based pills. People know that there's more. That's why we're doing the 21 Days to Your Best You. That's why we did Healthopedia, putting together the pieces of foundational health. I mean, 48-time country bestseller, 48 countries. Who knew that this little girl from Laurel, Montana, big brown eyes and a ponytail, would grow up to be a health coach, to be what I'm doing now, approaching my 7th decade in life. Yes, I'm going to turn 70 in February, and it feels fantastic. I'm going to give you a little background before I bring on my esteemed guest tonight. I'm just going to tell y'all, you are just going to love this woman. Did I say you're going to love her? You are going to love her. But I will tell you, our latest book, Healthopedia, putting together the puzzle pieces of foundational health. I was talking to Martin Pratt, who was our content creator and was just instrumental in those last 3 or 4 weeks. And he said to me, Jody, I don't know how you did it. I can't get 10 people to be on the same page. Why did it happen with 40 authors? I can tell you because of this guest here tonight. I can tell you the esteemed, iconic Rex Sykes, who wrote in the book, The Master Creator, Life on Your Own Terms book, that was an absolute, it continues to be a phenomenal read and bestseller. He is the one who Buckminster Fuller passed on his mantle to him as he was transitioning out of life. And Rex Sykes said, you know why this is working, Jody? And I want to share this with the honest, I'm just, audience, you are my friends. You've listened to me for a long time. He said, the reason this was a success, I feel no ego in this. My guest tonight had her ego in check. She's absolutely phenomenally talented. As Dr. Bernie Siegel said, there are no coincidences. We went international bestseller in all 13 countries that Amazon served. But check this out. The book was on for 5 days. We continued to sell. We almost hit the country of India as number one bestseller on Friday. But the crazy thing is that Amazon, it took us a day and a half to get there. Y'all, it was a miracle because Amazon shut us down for 6 hours. Why? Because Amazon knows that AI is a part of publishing now, and they don't want anything to do with artificial intelligence. They want it to be I doing the book, not I, AI. That's my little play on words. But check this out, which I think is, now I'm looking about it. It was very stressful on Tuesday, a week and a half ago. It was very stressful. Amazon shut us down for 6 hours. We finally regrouped and came back in. Why? Because they thought we were a bot. When we turned on Go and we turned on that book, people went nuts. Why? Because it's a vision. This was our mission with our 40 authors and turned it in to fruition. My guest here tonight gave us our nickname. She said, this is a soul tribe, and we are. To be the project manager and to create a new brand, Healthopedia, it's now trademarked. We've trademarked Bestitarian. Because what is a bestitarian? How can you be your best? Peter, we'll be doing a show on what is bestitarian later on in this month. But Dr. Jim Marinakis, this is the absolute dream come true for me. My teacher, my guru, my sensei asked me, he said, Jody, would you like to partner with me? Peter, you know he has been on this radio show. You know who he is. He has world-renowned students, over 500 throughout the world. They come to Boca to train with me. He said, Jody, will you be my partner? Well, that took me about 0.01 seconds to say yes. So now I can say that Healthopedia, Inc. is alive and well. Healthopedia is not only a trademark, it's a brand, and it's a company. So we finished phase one with our best-selling book. All 13 countries, we hit number one. Now, we're going into phase two. What is phase two? This is, as I'm saying, we're going to be doing these throughout the country. Obviously, you start it at home base camp. We're starting in Boca Raton, February 22nd, 23rd, 24th. You can meet the authors. You're going to meet Kathy Strauss, who's my esteemed guest tonight. But as Dr. Jim said, he has been looking for a venue to show people health. Our tagline is this. Why learn about health when you can experience it? Be in Boca. You can go onto my website. It's drjodie.com/upcoming-events. Now, this are limited seats. There's only 140 seats in this particular venue because this is a beta test. It's the first one that we've done, but we've only – between Dr. Jim and I, we only have 95 years experience. So I think we're seasoned on this. But this is the cool thing. We're a third sold out before we turn on the juice with promo. So get your early bird seat. It is absolutely going to sell out. So be in Boca. But I can say about my guest that I want to just do a little pre-introduction, Peter, before the commercial. She is a finisher. I'm thinking of that song. It's not how you start, it's how you finish. That is Kathy Strauss. She was a lifesaver that helped us finish on the top. So get ready to just be inspired by her creationaire, as they call her, inspiration, and just get ready to rock and roll with Kathy and I after the commercial break. Back to you, Peter.
We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized website, MLM training, Humongous Blogs, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here with Jody Bear. If you go back to buildingfortunesradio.com/Jody, you'll be able to hear this as well as previous radio shows. So, Jody, back to you. And I'm going to turn Kathy's microphone on now.
And let me tell you something, Peter. You mean all 85 pages of our shows? It's been just a wonderful ride. I mean, crazy. And you really, really attract your tribe. I really believe that we have attracted this group for a reason, a season. And it really does seem a lifetime, Peter. You see, Kathy Strauss is living presently in the Myrtle Beach, South Carolina area. She has a background in design. She's certified as a creatively fit coach. Kathy has been in the creative industry for 40 years. So between Kathy and I, we have 83 years experience. That's scary. Okay. She calls herself a creationer. I love that. And because she sees the world like no other. She puts her loving artistic eye into everything. When you look at the cover and the design of Healthopedia, that is her. Just like Tolda Clark took me to lead this young 30-year-old into the next generation. Kathy Strauss took Jamie Matheson's son, Cole Matheson, is leading him in a way. That's what we're doing. We're bridging the generational gap with wisdom and their energy and inspiration. Because they're coachable. But this artistic eye, that is Kathy. I've seen her work to get it, just go until you get it done. I mean, through her photography, her memories, she is known as a fine art creator. She has things in galleries all over South Carolina. She has created meaningful visual books, her coloring books. She's got children's books. She has tapped into everything from the artist's eye. And she is artfully just colored my world with this latest project. And so it is with great honor that I say, Kathy, welcome to Building Fortunes Radio.
Well, thank you. I'm blushing. I'm actually glad this is not over the television on me. And as a photographer, I'd be going, really? Me? Me?
Yes, that's you. That's you because you probably were blushing. But I want to come back to Bernie Siegel's his quote, there are no coincidences. I remember us both being in Ignite Your Faith. We had one of those infamous JB, that infamous JB connection. And Kathy, it was your energy. I heard you, whatever you said in that share, I didn't hear your words. I heard your heart. And I am so grateful that I reached out and going, oh, I want to read my story with you. And that's how it began. So how was, I'm going to say, so Kathy, that's how it was for me. How was it for you?
Well, I very honestly, I had been approached by JB to do a solo book with her. And I was like flattered. And I was like, I've had it on my vision board for years to write, and the Ignite Your Faith was just something that fell in my lap, and I'm going to say it actually fell down the rabbit hole of the internet, it was one thing led to another, and then when it came out that it was like, you know, my book is about to be launched, and yada, 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 and I was like, I need to talk to her. I need to find out what this is all about, what's going on, how do I do this, is this worth it, and the rest is history.
And it's really, really true, and I can truthfully say, Kathy, that you are a winner for a number of reasons. But the thing that comes to my mind most just apparently, it's like it's as present as the nose on my face, is that you're one of these people. There were many reasons that you should not have done the Facebook. There were many reasons why you shouldn't have gone on to Healthopedia. I mean, we did bond like immediately when we did that Ignite Your Faith Lips on Traverse TV. That was just such a blast. But I can truthfully say that you're one of those people that just make it happen no matter what. And that's what I just want to honor you, and I wanted to bring you on and give you some shine on this radio show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
And so think about it. Think about what we have done in the last 4 months with Healthopedia. Give just an insight to our audience of what has it been like for you?
Well, very honestly, it's really doing my second project or second collaborative book is really kind of given me the it gives me the focus to what I had been doing with the journaling that I did while caregiving for my late husband. And that's literally was what got me through everything. And, you know, as an artist too, you know, just, it was like, you know, writing is a creative activity, but, you know, mm-hmm. back to our project, it was, you know, it came on and we did all of our masterminds and then you were like, oh, Kathy knows all about photography. She's a professional photographer. She does people and personal brands. And if you're close to Myrtle Beach, you need to work with her to get your photos back. But, oh, by the way, Kathy, would you be glad to help and guide everybody? And I was like, oh, okay, sure. You know, I'm part of the project. I might as well lend my, you know, photographer's eye with that whole thing. And then you said, you know, then the, you know, we're going along, and next thing I know, it's like, you know, I'm seeing the cover that was being laid out, and I had known Jamie because she was in the Ignite Your Faith with both of us.
Right,
and
I'm sure.
I said, you know, I had already been talking to Jamie, and I said, can I give some, call some guidelines? And Cole, you know, they were like, sure, no problem. 2 hours Zoom later, 3 hours Zoom later.
It's 4.5 hours later. But
oh, that was the second one. Yeah.
Okay, so that's 8 hours worth of Zooms later. Did anybody know you could actually do 8 Zooms in 2 different times over the same project? Yes, you can.
Oh, yeah, very definitely. Oh, yeah. And text and Zooms and phone calls and, you know, and Telegram, you know, learning that, you know, little app program, et cetera. But, you know, I was like, Cole, can you send me the file? I want to take a stab at it if you don't mind. And so I kind of tweaked a little bit and I said, what do you think? Sent it to you and you were like, oh, that looks really good. Next thing I know,
yeah.
I put my art director hat back on. I was just doing a little bit of a brain dump prior to coming on the show with you. And one of the things that has happened with, it wasn't so much with the coloring books, but with my coloring books, but it was, especially Healthopedia, this brought back my 40-plus years of working and experience of laying out publications, art directing, you know, through other designers and working with editors and other, you know, like these massive projects. And all of a sudden, I'm finding myself, you know, back in
to it again.
I'm going to say 2007, 2010 when I am really doing all of this stuff, and I'm going, oh my God, it was like flashback central for me.
I just want to come in to say one thing about this, Kathy, that's really important, because I was on a spiritual retreat that I do every year of the Feast of Tabernacles. I was with one of our authors, my bestie, Melody Summers, and she looked at me just as we were making eggs one morning. She said, did you know Kathy Strauss was this talented? And I said, no, but the creator of all did. And I know that you were heaven sent. I know that our Healthopedia ambassadors looking at Melanie being the preeminent ghostwriter, you doing this part with art directing and top-down approach. Now, you know, you and I have had many talks on how, you know, the next book, which is now we've opened registration and there is an application process to see if it's a good fit, but it's going to be women's essence. Because women, if you think of essence, it's the spiritual essence. And we will tell the female servant guys, we'll have you covered. After the women's book is the men's book. It's Real Men Are Aware. Because real men are aware of their six pillars of foundational health too. But back to this, Kathy. We've got it. You have raised your hand, and this time for a fee, of course, because we're on our way with a new business. And I will gladly pay you for this because you were amazing. But we had, we're going to leave the names out of there. But who knew that I would have a graphic artist in July that was MIA and said, I don't have time for your cover. Who knew that we had a typesetting a company that was in place that they went out of business? Who knew that I got a referral for a typesetting company that was back in the days of doing the Gutenberg Bible? I don't know any other way of saying it. I hope that makes you laugh. But that's what we had. And here I am. What am I? I'm a rookie, and I put up my white flag. I said, Kathy, help me. I think it'd be fun in the next few minutes. Take everybody into the life of putting a publication together. How many nights did we set up, until 3 o'clock in the morning? Those last, and you had a cruise in there, too. You were gone for 5 days. How dare you be gone for me? But, what was that like to see this mess of truly typesetting gone awry, that the fonts were even different and nothing was formatted? Other than we don't say bad words the day that you come back from a spiritual retreat, but it was, it starts with an S and it was a T. But what did you think when you got this file?
I about had heart seizures, and I actually can see in my mind's eye my late husband. He would listen to me when I would come home from a stressful day after working on a particular project that didn't go right, and it would be round, every colorful asterisk and flower language that you can imagine, and I was like, okay, this is crazy. Then along comes Healthopedia, and I'm taking a look at everything, and I asked one little simple question. I said, what is this being laid out in? And they said, Google Docs. And I went, Google Docs isn't a typesetting is not a publications typesetting program. It's an online word mimic program. And then they were like, we're going to do it in Word. And I'm going, this is a 500-plus page project with graphics. You don't do this. And, of course, it was everything that was my nightmare from back working in my old publications days for the federal government, and where the publications or the contract, when we were being told, everybody that did any type of art or the art directing, they were like, all of the publications need to be laid out in Word. And I was very honest, and Jody, you remember this one. I think every other statement out of my mouth was, do you know how much I hate Word? Do you know how?
Yeah.
Now, Microsoft, you have my money. I use you all the time. Amy, you were there for me, but you are not a publications program. That's all there is to it. But I learned how to use it back in the early 2000s, and how I met my late husband GC was teaching PowerPoint of all things. So I mean, Microsoft should have, they have a piece of my heart, you know, with him. But it is, as we were going along, I was asking questions of the typesetter, and they just weren't answering the way that I would assume that somebody with experience as a typesetter would know what they were doing. And I mean, no, trust me. I mean, I've been out of the. I consciously gave up doing all of the publications when my love of photography and fine art came out. It was a conscious decision.
Of course, very famous. You know, I brought you back in this, but as you would say, and then we said to ourselves, "We love word. We love word." And when you get I heard my mother in this very big decision that we made, it's like, okay, if people tell you who they are, believe them. And when people overpromise and underdeliver, believe them. So I remember when I did that little, I guess tonight, if Peter is a little bit of a singing song, but I said, you know, you got to know when to run. You know, and when you got to know when to fold them.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was a fold them with them, and we ran, and I ran to you, and I just want to come back and say, so what did you do to make this happen in the next 5 minutes, just, you know, that we can cover this? Because, you know, that's really Building Fortunes Radio, Kathy. That's Building Fortunes, whatever your dream is to do, because ordinary people will stop before they have their breakthrough. You're extraordinary. When I said you're a finisher, you know, it's like when we were that close and we were working on Monday night until 3:30 in the morning to make our Tuesday deadline, and I said, okay, a marathon is not 26 miles. It's 26.3. I know it. I've run it 14 times. Okay? And I've trained for 14 of it. It's that 0.3 miles. What made you run with me? Because you didn't ask it, Kathy, but you did.
You know what? It was a matter of I had written my second part of my story. What you actually did when I said yes to this, I thought I was just basically going to be recanting, you know, what I had written in Ignite Your Faith. And then when I was told, no, you need to be writing your solo book, and sitting back and doing this, and Healthopedia was actually really, as I was writing it, I realized, no, this is my story. This is the passion. This is what I have been wanting to do since GC had gotten sick and since passed away. My passion and my purpose in life is basically helping others to understand that you have to think outside the box, that creativity actually is your superpower. And I was like, you know what? I am not going to let this thing die. I've got my name in this. I've got my story in it. And, you know, I've become friends with some of the authors. And, no, I'm just not going to let this fall on its face. And I, you know, the type of person that I am is like I just stepped up to the plate and said, let's do this. And I knew how to do it. I had the expertise. I had the knowledge. I had the expertise, and I, you know, technically had the time. And I was like, and it had my name on it. So yeah. I was like, I'm a business owner. I'm a business person myself. And if I'm going to put my name on it, I'm going to make sure that it is the best that it can be.
And it is. It is. It is. I mean, a day and a half, we would have hit 13 countries in a half a day if Amazon hadn't thought we were a box. I mean, now we can laugh about it. It wasn't exactly laughable at that point. I thought, what else could happen?
I just kind of went, oh, okay. And then, you know, but I'll be very honest. I was like, I'm going to let the other technical people that know all about all of that stuff deal with it. I got my part done.
Exactly. And Renee Brown, the technical person, it's just like the creator of all knew that this was a vision of mine since 1984. 39 years later, it comes to fruition because the unconscious mind never slumbers nor sleeps. And so here we are, Kathy. We're going into Women's Essence. We have 16 of our 20. We have 16 to go. Actually, we have 17. 23 authors later, if you want to tell your story about women's health, women's essence, I mean, we're going to do it again. I mean, it's like I hear Alvin and Simon and Theodore and the chipmunks saying, what do you mean overdo it? Let's do it again. And we're going to, let's do it again down in Boca. Why are you just so pumped for February?
Oh my gosh, I'm actually going to be there with people in the book. It is everything that I literally have envisioned for, you know, like forever. And I'm sitting here, I mean, I will have to text you the copy or the vision board that I have sitting here on my wall. And literally the couple of things that I have on it are roll with it, a woman with her laptop and stuff, strength, free to be bold, let it go, see what others can't, light at the end of the tunnel, shake it up, how bold are you, refresh, and the artist, the venue, et cetera, life of freedom, brilliance, artsy, and the last one, telling the story.
There we go. Because, so you just added, it always happens on this radio show, Kathy. We started out with, I talk about my bestie. Peter's my bestie. It's like a blindfold. You got it on the line. But it's belief. That belief that you can do it, I can do it. That boldness. And Kathy Strauss, you are brilliant. So why should they join us in Boca?
Well, one, they could meet both of us. That would be awesome.
There's nothing more to be said, is there?
No, not at all. I'm only 8 hours north of you, so I'm looking forward to it. Why should they join us? If you were really looking to improve yourself, your physical being, your emotional being, your creative being, I'm going to toss in that, you know, because that's where I am. I'm a creative being. You need to be there with us because it's literally, I'm envisioning some of my past retreats that I've had with some of my other creative mentors, and we literally have raised the vibration of the location. So it's like, you know, if you walk outside, you can see it's exploding. Boca Raton is just going to kind of be floating by the time we're all done with it. You know, if you want to be part of it, you need to be there. You need to come join and come and prove yourself and tap into who you really are, the essence of who you really are.
And I'll tell you one more story, Kathy, because eight of us were down in Boca, eight authors together. We had lunch, and you saw some of the pictures. And then I met the restaurant manager, and I said, well, we're going to be back in February with the rest of my 40 authors. All he said is, there's more of you. So that kind of said it all. And I want our audience to know you can find Kathy Strauss at ImageWorks. That's WERKS.net. She does the work. She does the work of whatever she does. It is to the best. You are my bestie. I mean, we blindfold ourselves on it with belief, that boldness and brilliance. And these are the last three, because just be in Boca. But you know what we said about Dr. Jim, Kathy? I told you this was a musical singing, even though I do classic, but I can't do this, because we were sitting around and we serenaded Dr. Jim on Tuesday. See, this is your vision on your vision board. Dr. Jim has said he's wanted to do this since he has been in Boca for 35 years. Now is the time. And I serenaded him with this, that Dr. Jim is a doc, friend of mine.
Oh.
Heard every word he said, and he helped me drink my wine. Oh, yes, we had a very fine time. Yes, it's going to be a joy to the world. And Kathy Strauss, you have been a joy. And can you imagine 140 people singing that song on the way out of a room? That's us. One vision,
will be fun.
One mission. We are to fruition to take on your best life. And you have made this project and my life so much better. Kathy Strauss, thank you.
You're welcome. It's been my pleasure. Actually, I'll give you this last statement that on one of my other vision boards, and it was like, and I always look at this, and it is, believe in something bigger than yourself.
Oh, we did this, and we have just started to scratch the scratch. So be with Dr. Bear, that's eighth B, and the scratching woman, Kathy Strauss. Back to you, Peter.
Excellent information. For those people who want to hear this again, make sure you go check them out. Go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Jody. And Jody, one more time, show people how to buy that book. I mean, let's make sure it stays as a bestseller.
You go on to Amazon, and it is Healthpedia, Healthpedia, P-E-D-I-A. And it just automatically comes up, but you can put in there, our subtitle is Putting Together the Puzzle Pieces of Foundational Health. And by the way, when you see the cover, you'll say, those puzzle pieces pop, because that's what Kathy Strauss did. So, Peter, isn't that going to be enough just coming down to Boca to hear us all sing to Dr. Jim about Dr. Jim, the top doc?
Unreal. That's going to be great. Okay, perfect. So we're going to catch everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. Check them out. If you go back to buildingfortunesradio.com/Jody. Kathy, thanks for being here. Jody, thanks as usual.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
On Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.